27 Sunday, Year C in Ordinary Time. First reading from the prophet Habakkuk. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and thou wilt not hear? Or cry to thee violent, and thou wilt not save? Why dost thou make me see wrongs and look upon trouble? Destruction and violence are before me, strife and contention arise. And the Lord answered me, Try the vision, make it plain upon tablets, so he may run who read it. For still the vision awaits its time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, he who sowed it not upright in him shall fail. But the writer shall live by his faith. Second reading from the second letter to Timothy. Hence I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hand. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. Do not be ashamed then of testifying to our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel in the power of God. Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that had been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 5-10. The apostle said to the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If you had faith at a grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this sycamore tree, Be rooted up and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Will any one of you who had a servant blowing or keeping sheep, say to him when he had come in from the field, Come at once and sit down at table. Will he not rather say to him, Prepare supper for me, and gird yourself and serve me till I eat and drink, and afterward you shall eat and drink? Doth he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that is commanded you, say, We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Be patient and faithful to walk according to God's way. When people witness injustice or accidents that happen to the innocent, they yield to put out questions which doubt God's love and power. For example, in the event of July 11 in New York, the Hurricane Katrina in Louisiana, or the Haiti earthquake, many people ask the two questions. First, If God is powerful, he must prevent these things from happening. If he is unable, he has no power. Secondly, if he had power and did not prevent, he is not a merciful God. Both the two reasons are the cause for them not to believe in God. Today's reading concentrates on the three attitudes that threaten the believer's faith and the necessary advice to overcome it. In the first reading, the author displayed the human impatience in God. When the prophet Habakkuk witnessed the injustice happened to good people, he questioned why God does not use his power to destroy the wicked. God answered him that things shall certainly happen. The people's duty is to be patient and waited with perseverance. God had his time. People have no right to tell God to do it right away. In the second reading, Paul advised Timothy, his beloved disciple, to be patient in suffering for the sake of the gospel, because he is prepared by God to do as such. When people lose their patience, they shall not faithfully do God's will. They shall solve problems according to their way, and they shall have to suffer the terrible results forever. In the gospel, Jesus advised his disciples to know themselves and God so that they should not challenge him. Said that if they do this, God will reward them with that. They should know that all is God's grace. When people do everything according to their duty, they are still the servant who are supposed to do their given duty. Second analysis. A first reading. The writers shall live by their faith. First point. What dost thou make me see wrong and look upon trouble? The prophet Habakkuk might be contemporary with the prophet Nahum, about 640 to 598 BC, when the Israelites were on their exile in Assyria. We know the reason for the northern kingdom were destroyed and all people were on exile are their betrayal of God and chasing after foreign God, as the prophet Hosea accused, and their unjust treatment of the poor, as the prophet Amos accused. The prophet Habakkuk lost his patience when he saw that the Assyrians are more sinful than the Israelites. Why God let such wicked people trample his people at will? And he put out his question with God. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and thou wilt not hear? Or cry to thee violence, and thou wilt not save? Why dost thou make me see wrongs and look upon trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law is lacked, and that it never goeth forth. For the wicked surround the righteous, so that it goeth forth perverted. See Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. Second point. Behold, he who sows is not upright in himself fail, but the righteous shall live by his faith. Habakkuk and also Job didn't understand why God let the wicked surround the more righteous than them. So he said to himself, Thou who art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on wrong, why dost thou look on faithless men, and art silent when the wicked swallow up the man more righteous than he? See Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 13. And God answered and said to him, Write the vision, make it plain upon tablet, so he may run who read it. For still the vision awaits its time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. It is seen slow. Wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. God has his plan and time. He needs no one to be his counselor. He can view the wicked Assyrian at the stick to wipe the Israelites. And he can view other enemy to punish the one who held the stick, as he shall view the Babylonian to punish Assyrians. The sinful people at the Israelites have no right to question God, but must be patient in faith to wait for the day that God shall lift their punishment. God said to Habakkuk, Behold, he who sow is not upright in himself fail, but the righteous shall live by his faith. Those who lose their patience shall be indignant with God and no longer walk according to his way. The people shall die in their sin and receive the punishment of sinners. Those who persevere in their suffering and determine to walk according to God's way shall live and see God's justice. Second reading. You should share in suffering for the gospel in the power of God. Third point. God equips people with all necessary things to live and to witness for the gospel. God never demands people to do impossible things. When he wants people to do something, he shall give them enough strength to do it. In today's passage, Paul reminds Timothy what God gave to him on the day he received the title Episcopal. Hence, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hand. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. The Spirit of God gave Timothy the following traits to the laying of hand of Paul. First, the strength to live and to witness for the truth. Leading a religious community required Timothy to have strength to live and to witness for the truth amidst countless threats of the devil and worldly powers. Secondly, love, agape, we come from God so that he is ready to sacrifice for the sheep he cared for. Lastly, is the virtue of temperate or self-discipline. This is the necessary virtue for all people, especially for leaders, because they must face many temptations and set good examples for the faithful. All the gifts are given to Timothy so that he could live and witness for the values of the gospel. Paul advised to Timothy, do not be ashamed then of testifying to our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. Second point, suffering for the gospel. When facing suffering, people are easily to lose their patience and faith in God. Paul also reminded Timothy the true reason why he must be patient and faithful to the gospel. First, the center of the gospel is Christ. He died, resurrected, and appeared to Paul on the way to Damascus, and he shall come again on the last day. Since Christ is resurrected, the salvation shall surely be given to those who put their trust in him. Paul confirmed this point. Share in the suffering for the gospel in the power of God. Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Second, Christ is still acting in the preacher through the Holy Spirit. Paul commanded Timothy, guard the truth that had been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwell within us. Although Christ is no longer act publicly, but he still unites with his disciple through the power of the Holy Spirit. The preacher's duty is to listen to the Holy Spirit's guidance and be loyal with the gospel which he received. Third, the gospel. We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty. Third point. We have only done what was our duty. To understand Jesus' parable, we need to differentiate the two acts. First, the duty which one must do. The servant's duty is to serve his master, regardless of how many work he must do. Jesus cited a real story so that his disciples might always recognize their role in the relationship with God. He said, will any one of you who had a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he had come in from the field, come at once and sit down at table? Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, and gird yourself and serve me till I eat and drink, and afterward you shall eat and drink? The master of court shall act according to the latter. He acts without regretful because the servant is his. Moreover, he also does nothing about gratitude, because that is what a servant must do. Second, the voluntary work. If a person is not a servant, but a volunteer to serve others, that is the voluntary work. Those who are served must be gratitude to those who help them. Similarly, people have a duty to serve God because He created people. Moreover, God also invests in people all necessary things so that they shall benefit Him, such as race, time, health, and talent. When people try their best to bear a corresponding profit for God, they only complete their duty or justice, because when they borrow money, they must return both the principal and the profit. Since all things in this world belong to God, He does not need to thank people, as Jesus said today. So you also, when you have done all what He commanded you, say, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty." However, if God shows His mercy and nicely treats people as in Luke's other report, "Blessed are those servants whom the Master finds awake when He comes. Truly I say to you, He will gird Himself and help them sit at table, and who will come and serve them." See Luke chapter 12, verse 37. The reason why God does this is because He is so generous and love people. This is the important point which people should ascertain so that they should never forget God to do His will, to grant their petition. If not, they shall no longer worship God. The second point. People need to have a strong faith. People's faith is weak and easy to be shaken by temptation of the devil, the world, and their own flesh. The important thing we people should know is to recognize their weakness and to pray as the disciples asked Jesus today, "Lord, increase our faith." Moreover, besides prayer, people must practice their faith by persevering in suffering. If not, their faith shall gradually disappear. A strong faith shall help people to overcome all obstacles in their life to be faithful to God. Jesus confirmed His disciples, "If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this sycamore tree, 'Be rooted up and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Application in life. We need to recognize that we are only God's lowly creatures. Never try to be God's counselor or suggest God to do things according to our lowly will. Our duty is to humbly do things according to God's will. Be loyal in our vocation and patiently wait for God's time to come. If we rashly act and are unfaithful to God, we shall receive all bad results for our family and ourselves. When we are tempted to blame on God, to doubt Him, or on the verge of losing our faith, we should pray to God as Jesus' disciple, "Master, increase our faith." Amen.